You said there about Manchester City having fine players. Do you believe that they are sort of title contenders?
Of course, absolutely. I think that they have shown that. And we mentioned earlier the only time they failed to score was their last game. No, they're a really, really top quality side. And they've got the strength and depth to go with it, which is very, very important these days. You know, so this idea about games coming up quickly where it does cause problems for, you know, for teams with lesser squads, Manchester City should be able to be able to provide the players for any game that they choose.
Is it hard as a manager to sort of keep players that aren't necessarily playing or feel they should have a run of games happy?
But then again, if you come to a football club like Manchester City, you're obviously going to get paid an awful lot of money, and I think that the situation would be there plain for you to see. Either you battle to try and get in the team and play, or that you are rotated, or you become a squad player, or you disappear. But at the end of it all, you take that chance. If you go and sign for Manchester City or a club like that there, where they have real quality throughout and more besides sitting around, then again you take that chance. So you shouldn't moan then if you're not in the team.
And just finally for me, in terms of the new year, what are your hopes for Sunderland?
My hopes for Sunderland for just to get out of bother. You know, that's the most pressing issue for us at this minute, and we're still there. We're still in a spot of bother.